In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a huge show for you today. Sheriff David Clark's going to join us to talk about the racial tensions that are going on as the jury for the Derek Chauvin trial may be coming to an end. The verdict may be coming to its conclusion. And what happened with Maxine Waters encouraging violence last night? We'll talk about it.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, lots to get to, friends. And thank you for being here. Thank you for deciding today that one of the main goals that you're going to do is pursue clear thinking. By doing that, we will do more to help our families, our loved ones, our communities, our churches, our neighbors. We will help everyone the more clearly we think, because the more clearly we think, the more sincere and morally we can act. And when we take those actions that are for the moral good, we do more for our society than anybody else. And part of that is choosing to think clearly. That's what we're here to do. So anyway, thank you for being here. Thank you for telling your friends. If you miss any part of the show, by the way, we've always got it podcasted at KMC Radio on SoundCloud.com or in the Apple Podcast arena. You can look us up there as well for Kevin McCullough or KMC Radio. Should be able to find it in either respect. I'll get to my syndicated column in the pages of Town Hall in just a second from yesterday, because it's something important that I want to address. But I want you to know that we're going to talk about some tough subjects today, because as we see a congresswoman by the name of Maxine Waters, who is wholly probably one of the most profane people in elective office today. I mean, she is a mean, bitter woman that is dishonest in much of what she pursues and uses dishonest reasoning for the actions that she takes, and then she feels justified. She feels justified because of the color of her skin. If someone like me, who has a mixed race family, and somebody that would say to her, "Wait a second, you're not doing yourself any favor," she would look at my skin color and say, "I would be nullified from getting to have an opinion about that because I have white skin." And friends, I just don't think it's that simple. I think God gives all of us the ability to think and to process and to have beliefs and to hold to those beliefs and to hold to those beliefs in spite of cultural winds that blow one way or the other, and to persevere when they don't blow your way, and to not lose track of the important stuff when they do blow your way. See, honor and character have really nothing to do with opportunity, privilege, lack of privilege, poverty, wealth. Honor and character have nothing to do with any of those. And when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about the content of his kids' character and how he hopes that that is the greatest thing that they can pursue, friends, he didn't say that that would only happen if they had $1 bazillion. My children are never going to have $1 bazillion. So how, if that's a requirement to have character and honor, then we're a lot of us, more of us than not, are in deep trouble. And if you do have $1 bazillion and you don't have character, that doesn't add anything to your the sense of who you are. It just amplifies what's already there. And if you're corrupt or greedy, unkind, having more opportunity, having more wealth, having all of that, that's not going to, this is, I really genuinely feel like this is a huge mistake for what the current discussion about equality in America is all about, because it's basically boiled down to who can buy Nikes and cell phones and who can't. Who gets the big SUV and who drives a used car? There is so much that we emphasize that has nothing to do with developing the most important piece of who we are. And that's why I think we're seeing so many troubles. I was doing a ton of research this weekend. I wanted to see, in all honesty, I wanted to see some numbers and some statistics going back to the debate that Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Ayanna Pressley were pushing last week, and that is to eliminate police departments in cities across the country. That's what they want to do, get rid of all the police. And I find it interesting that they would want that, considering how much it runs counterintuitive to community leaders that are in black neighborhoods. And I say black neighborhoods for this reason. When I did the deep dive, I didn't find that there are tons and tons and tons of Asian Americans committing violent crime. If you do the research, you don't find tons and tons and tons more Latinos doing violent crime. And they have a bigger slice of the population. They've surpassed African Americans in terms of having a bigger slice of the population. In fact, African Americans make up only 13% of the population. Now, that's shrinking. Planned Parenthood has seen to it over the last three or four decades that the percentage of black America continues to get smaller and smaller. They abort more and more black babies. They set up their clinics in black neighborhoods. They specifically are filling out the eugenist vision of their founder, and they're being successful with that. Blacks make up 13% of the population. Latinos now make up 18%. Whites are still the dominant, but then you've got lesser groups, Asian Americans, Jewish, South Pacific. You just go down the list. The list gets smaller and smaller as you go along. But you don't see this anywhere else. Nearly 55% of the violent crime committed in America are committed by African Americans. 55%. And that's overwhelmingly done. Overwhelmingly committed by young African American males. You don't see a ton of African-American women. You don't see many older people involved. The tragic, overarching, ginormous amount of violent crime in America, according to the FBI, the Bureau of Crime Statistics, the Washington Post's stuff. I didn't go to any conservative sources to find this. This is all open information. But 55% of gun crimes, violent gun crimes, are committed by African Americans, and they do that when they make up 13% of the population. Now, it's been interesting to see how some of the woke scolds have started to react to this, because they're saying, well, you're arresting more African-Americans for violent crime than... No, these are crimes that are committed. These are crimes that go to trial. These are crimes. We're not talking about arrest records. We're talking about actual crimes. And 55% come from 13% of the population. Ironically, despite the fact that African-Americans make up 13% of the population and commit 55% of the violent crime, they commit roughly 40%, or they are victims roughly 40% of the time in police shootings. But here's what nobody will ever tell you. There are every year going back for the last 9-10 years, more than double the amount of African Americans who are shot and killed by police, more than double that are white Americans shot and killed by police. And it's interesting because when white people commit murder, they 80% of the time commit murder in white neighborhoods. And when African Americans are committing murder, they overwhelmingly commit murder in African American neighborhoods. But the only thing that our media seems to obsess on is when a white police officer or a police officer in general shoot an African American male, especially if he's unarmed. Now, in 2019, which is the last year that we've got the statistics on this, 16,584 murders were committed in America with guns. Of that number, African Americans committed more than 9,300 of them. And again, we're talking about 97% of that batch. I hate to say African Americans because it's not true of the entire demographic. It's young black males. It's men under the age of 25. And they are the ones that are committing the bulk of the violent gun crimes and murders in America. But even though they committed 9,500 murders in 2019 with guns, do you know how many African-American men were shot and killed by police in that same calendar year? Take a guess. African-American males, underage, young, committed 9,400 and change murders with guns. Do you know how many African-American males were shot and killed by police that were unarmed? 12. Not 12%. That would be prototypical of their representation in the population. 12. Friends, we don't have a police violence problem. We have a hurting male African-American heart problem, and we need to learn how to speak to that and help that be solved. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
The women of the Bible lived timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the streets, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we need this.
Okay, the audio is a little bit hard to hear there, but that's Maxine Waters, and what she is saying is that we have to stay on the street. We've got to be more confrontational. We have to let them know that we mean business. Many people across the country last night interpreted that as a call to more violence in the land of Minnesota, the site of not only the Derek Chauvin trial, but the Dante Wright shooting from last Sunday. And, of course, a very tense area. A lot of feelings being worn on the, shirt sleeves right now because of all that has gone on. Here to discuss is former Sheriff David Clark, who you know from Fox News and from much of his work in talking about this very subject. And for many, many years, the vast majority of his adult career, a professional law enforcement officer. Sheriff, always good to have you. Thanks for being back with us at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me. One correction. I'm a contributor now to Newsmax TV. I switched over.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, I think people got to know you on Fox, but they, like so many people,
right,
they do see you on Newsmax now. And I apologize for that mistake. But let me ask you about this, Sheriff, because when you see Maxine Waters say what she said, and she said it, that's just one soundbite. She said it multiple times in the same presser last night, and she was defying the imposed curfew. What's your reaction?
I'm not surprised coming from Maxine Waters. Look, Maxine Waters is a buffoon. She's a national disgrace. And what was on display yesterday, you know, on videotape, I mean, that everybody saw and heard for themselves. No one had to paraphrase and no one had to contort something that she didn't say. But the thing that bothers me, not only is she inciting a riot, but in my estimation, she should be investigated for jury tampering. That was a threat to the jury. The jury has not been sequestered, meaning they were at home, they watched TV. They're following this in the news. It's human nature to do so for the jury to find out how others are perceiving what's going on in the courtroom. And you look at this, and I ask myself, where's the FBI? I know they're running around right now chasing the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, Patriot groups. But all of a sudden now, when you get things like this, they're not interested. I think the FBI should be all over this. I think somebody in Congress that probably is going to have to be a member of the GOP should demand an investigation by the FBI into inciting a riot and into jury tampering. And at least it should happen at the state level as well.
Yeah.
The fact that she gets away with this nonsense, this isn't the first time that she's flapped her gums and something stupid has come out. But she needs to be held accountable for this.
Well, I think in all fairness, I want people to understand she is a congresswoman from a different state. This is not her home state. She has no constituency there to speak of that she's representing or getting involved with. This is purely a game for press attention, for some, you know, a way to kind of ingratiate her into the story of what's being done there. And Sheriff, I cannot help, and you know, all last week with the shooting of Dante Wright and Adam Toledo, the 13-year-old in Chicago, you know, the press was quick to say certain things that they didn't know if they were true or not, and turned out they were mostly not true. Adam Toledo did have a gun. He was an armed person that was disobeying police orders, and as was Dante Wright. He was disobeying police orders, but he was not armed at the moment, though he had committed gun violence with other people. And I wrote in Town Hall over the weekend. I've been burdened all week for the last 7 days that when we are raising a generation of young people, there was even a Maryland youngster, white boy, that did not follow police orders, and he had an airsoft gun and he was pointing it at officers. And tragically, he died last week, too. When we teach an entire generation of young people that they don't have to respect lawful authority, it sows seeds of real destruction in their life, does it not?
Well, without a doubt. You know, this is one of the urban pathologies that I have been talking about for the last 10 or 20 years, that being ineffective parenting, failed parenting within, for the most part, what we're talking about is mainly within the Black community. Not solely, but mainly. And, you know, this is the responsibility of the parents. You know, I heard the Chicago mayor last week, as it related to the 13-year-old, I think it's Adam Toledo, she said, "We failed Adam Toledo." And I corrected her in an interview. And I said, "We didn't fail anybody. His parents failed him. Where were they? This kid was out at 3 o'clock in the morning. This kid was armed. You were 13 at one time. I was 13 at one time. I never would have dreamed of arming myself, firing shots at 3 o'clock in the morning, wandering the streets. My dad wouldn't have put up with that crap." So until we start to shame this sort of thing, this ineffective parenting, instead of making excuses for it, we're going to see more and more for it. This guy, this kid also, these are learned behaviors, by the way. Yeah. Arming yourself, firing shots, failure to obey a law enforcement officer's lawful commands. This kid did not respect authority. When that cop told him to stop, he should have stopped, dropped it right there, and that should have been the end of it. But no, he took off. Where does a 13-year-old get the gumption, if you will, that when the police are in pursuit, that you take off running? At 13, most kids would have stood there and probably, you know, peed their pants in fear, but not this kid. You know, he's engaging in behavior, you know, like an adult thug, like an adult gang member. And, you know, we look and we're all in amazement at times when things like this happen. But you know what? This goes on a daily basis in the American ghetto. And it's because these parents are not being held accountable for raising their kids. We can't make parents be good parents, but we can hold them accountable for being horrible parents.
Sheriff, last question, because we're short on time. The verdict for the Chauvin trial is probably going to be handed down within the next 24 to 48 hours. If you were the head of the Minneapolis PD, how would you be preparing your city right now for whatever comes out, a guilty or innocent verdict?
Yeah, they don't have a plan. You need a solid plan, and you need to operationalize that plan. As the sheriff of Hennepin County, if I was that, I was in Milwaukee County, but by law, the sheriff can petition the governor for National Guard troops, and I would have requested 25,000. you have small departments in Minneapolis area. You're not going to have enough resources. They're not going to have 25,000 National Guards, and you have to set up two perimeters, an inner and an outer perimeter, and you put law enforcement and National Guard in between those two perimeters. Those perimeters need to be set up to protect critical infrastructure, businesses, business areas, government buildings, and nobody gets in that inner perimeter without some officer using a reasonable amount of force to kick them back out. So that's what I would do, but that's not what's going on.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to sadly wait and see. The nation paid a steep price for Officer Chauvin's actions last year. And I know that this has the entire nation kind of sitting on pins and needles to see what's going to happen. But there is a lawful, peace-loving way through this. And I think that America needs to yearn for that, seek that, and try to find that in the next day or two. We will see what happens. Sheriff David Cook, always appreciate you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Be well.
All right. Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot more to get to before we're done today. It is, of course, a Monday. And we're going to check the markets. Dr. Gina's going to be here, David Fisher. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go anywhere.
The women of the Bible live timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, this paint me a complete liar. I told you Dr. Gina was going to be with us today, and that was bad information on my part. But in her stead, the former White House Associate Press Secretary, Hogan Gidley, is back with us, and a longtime fan of Hogan and his work, even when he was putting around with my favorite governor, Mr. Huckabee and crew. In fact, Hogan, I think we've got a lot of mutual friends, Charmaine Yost, you know, all the guys from the first Huckabee presidential run. I think we know all those people in common.
Absolutely. And soon to be second Huckabee to be governor of the state of
That's
Arkansas.
Right.
First female governor, Sarah Huckabee, someone I've known since she was 19. So longtime friends of yours and of theirs, and looking forward to the future. I do have to say and apologize to your audience. Going from Dr. Gina to Hogan Gidley, it's not good. I got to be honest. Your ratings are going to take a massive dip here. Let's be fair.
I will say that she's got you beat in the looks department, at least from my perspective. But that's a whole different thing. Hey, Hogan, last week there was an announcement made that you're going to roll your sleeves up and get involved in what I think is the most important thing that we have to settle before the elections of 2022. And that is election integrity. And as you know, Mike Lindell's launching his social media platform today. It's been under nonstop attack since they opened the gate this morning. There's a lot of people that are wanting to keep free speech and fair elections and all this stuff that we you know, heard so much about immediately following the 2020 election. They want to keep it all just the way it is. Why are you getting involved in this fight at this time?
Well, what you're basically saying is there are a vast number of people in this country who want to protect and save America and her future. And that's what we're working to do. Listen, there were so many immeasurable amounts of fraud, of irregularities, illegalities, different abuses, anomalies in the 2020 election. One of the things that I saw as being the most egregious was the complete rejection or ignoring of the United States Constitution, which clearly outlines states have the rights, their legislatures have the rights to set the manner in which they conduct elections. And you had rogue secretaries of state, you had election boards unelected to tell you, here's what we're going to do. We're going to change the way we've been voting in our states respectively for years, just with about 2 months to go. So everything's going to be upended. And it's going to be done this way for the first time ever. Oh, and by the way, it's going to be more flawless than it's ever been. Well, that's just stupid on its face. It's ignorant and it ignores, what was happening in this country. So what I want to do is go into each of these states, help them shepherd through legislation that protects the voters in this country. Because if you are a legal voter in this country and you cast a legal vote, that vote should be counted, period.
Yep.
And if one person in a state votes illegally and unlawfully, that negates your vote. That cannot happen in this country, and I'm going to work with a vast number of people across America to make sure that gets done.
I've been encouraged because I was so harping on this following the election night, and I kind of gathered and guessed that it was going to devolve into what it did, just kind of the utter mess that ensued. But when you saw, and I want to be very specific for help for my audience that may be a little skeptical about it. Friends, what we're talking about, and they'll say, well, why did the courts reject it and so forth? Well, okay, let's take a look at one issue. In several of the states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, you had those rogue governmental characters that Hogan just described that randomly and without the input of any person in the legislature, and certainly not the legislative bodies approving it, say that, for instance, signature verifications could be altered. How could they be altered? Going from a match of a signature that's on file to drawing an X or a straight line or anything resembling some sort of sputtering on the paper. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say that you're going to then incorporate a lot of different styles of cheating. And this was only one specific type of thing that happened in the state. So, Hogan, I know there's people listening that want to get involved. What's the name of your project and how can they lend their support to it?
Well, it is the Voter Protection Alliance. Again, as I said, every voter deserves protection. We need to make sure there are laws on the books to do that. It hasn't launched yet. It's coming up shortly. There was a story on Fox about it. I'm real excited. I'm getting everything together so that when we do launch, we're going to have an incredible website, places for people to go to check in on their own states, monitor the situation of bills across this country. And there'll be plenty of ways in which you can get involved and work to help secure elections in your home state and also check on what other states are doing as well.
I know that this is going to be needed. I've personally, just in the area where we live, there have been numerous local CWA and other chapters that have reached out and said, Kev, we want to know how we can get involved in the election integrity fight, but there's nothing in our area or there's nothing set up in our state. And, you know, so what you're doing is, I'm saying this very poorly, but what you're doing is filling a huge need for something that I think a lot of people have angst about and are willing to dedicate some time to. And I appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Absolutely. Anytime. Look, we have to make sure that this country is safe for future generations. We have to make sure there are laws in place that protect voters that cast legal votes. And that's what we're setting things up to make sure happens in the future.
It's going to be called the Voter Protection Alliance. And don't worry, friends, I will make sure that you have the information as it goes live and how you can get involved. The Voter Protection Alliance.
You'll have me back on.
Of course, Hogan. And you won't even have to sub for Dr. Gina.
I won't have to bump Gina. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
All right. There's Hogan Gidley. Thank you, Hogan. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
That's right. And on Mondays, we talk to you about something that matters to you, like your money. It is really important. And as we are looking at a year in which there's going to be even more volatility in the markets and in the economy, it is time for us to take our weekly checkup with David Fisher, the CEO of Landmark Capital, and he's committed wholeheartedly to helping you protect your portfolio, grow your legacy, what you're going to leave for your family and for your later years in life. If you plan now well, you can do quite well down the road, and we always appreciate his insight on these Mondays. David, I hope you had a great weekend. You know who didn't have such a great weekend was Bitcoin. Talk to me.
Bitcoin and a few other cryptos, and it seems to be tied into China and also gold. We'll get to that in a moment. But, Bitcoin lost 15% in a short period of time, less than 8 hours from late Saturday night to early Sunday morning. The other cryptocurrency, the second largest, Ethereum, lost 18%, so more than Bitcoin. There seems to be like three reasons why this is happening, Kevin. The number one reason for the plunge is what a lot of people have been talking about. Analysts and economists are saying the cryptocurrency market is just huge with frothiness and well overvalued. I mean, there's a coin last week, and I'm not endorsing any certain amount of cryptocurrency, but Dogecoin, it soared 400% in a week. So that's just huge. The second reason is it's an unverified report, though. It was put out on Twitter that claimed that the U.S. Treasury was looking into charging several financial institutions for using cryptocurrencies and also for money laundering. There is a movement by the IRS, just to let everybody know, called Operation Hidden Treasure, which coincides with this unclaimed report on Verified. So that is a real thing, that the IRS is coming down on people laundering money and not paying taxes on cryptocurrency. And the third reason why this just might be is in the aftermath of what we talked about last week. Coinbase went public on the NASDAQ and it ran up, and now it's this is kind of like the hangover that's happening. But there's people out there saying, you know, Bitcoin is going to be with us to stay, and it's also competing against the U.S. dollar.
Well, and you know, this is an increasingly I'm very curious about this because as you look at what the value of digital currency is and how it's been operated and why people set it up. And of course, they set it up to avoid taxes. I mean, that was one of the things. If it's an untraceable way of moving currency, that's going to have an immediate appeal. So when I saw these big companies going, yeah, we're going to start trading in Bitcoin, I'm like, OK, how long until Uncle Sam dips his hand right into that pot and says, OK, this much is ours? And of course, they're going to try to do that. And I think that's why they're going to, you know, try to have their own digital currency that they're going to try to sell Americans on. Though I'm not a fan of the digital space. I like to have a commodity that I can hold, that I can look at. Maybe I'm old fashioned that way. I don't know. But there's something about, you know, dollars in my wallet and gold in my safe that I just don't feel as confident of if you're telling me that a data stream of code somewhere means the same amount. Like I said, that's probably my problem. Anyway, you said China played a big role in this. What did they do?
Well, I don't think it's your problem, first of all, because gold's been around for 2,500 years. Cryptocurrency's been around for about 10 at the most. And paper money, U.S. dollars, has been around for 100. So gold has stood the test of time, and being conservative definitely is a good thing, I think. You know, China is taking a couple stance on this. About 4 years ago, the rise in Chinese currency, cryptocurrency, happened. In fact, it's if you correlate the rise in the Chinese currency and the rise in Bitcoin, there's a study that was done recently that there's an 84% overlapping. In other words, when Bitcoin rose, the Chinese currency rose, versus the dollar is almost opposite of that. So there is a correlation, and China was rising in using of Bitcoin, and that's why they came out aggressively here recently. Like we talked about last week, the central bank launched their own currency, but China now is calling the Bitcoin as an alternative investment. They outlawed it here for a couple of years, and now they're not just welcoming it, they're saying it could. Many people think by their taking this stance, they're actually endorsing it as, you know, an alternative for the dollar and a weapon against the dollar, and that seems to be coming out in the news more and more. But China is also, the news came out, aggressively now, very aggressively, should I say, in all the studying I've been doing, buying gold. So that's on the forefront, and that is playing a role in also maybe the cryptocurrency pulling back, because there's a huge amount of gold that was bought by China.
Well, and they've been doing that for a few years, haven't they, David? I remember you telling me a couple of years ago that they were buying gold at, like, it was something obscene, like twice the rate of America or something like that. Why are they stockpiling gold so quickly?
Well, they started announcing in 2005 that they wanted to double their gold holdings to 10,000 tons. In 5 years, they hit that milepost, and then they wanted to double again in the next 10 years, and that hasn't yet to be determined because they haven't reported all the amounts of purchases. But they're now, the Treasury, U.S. Treasury, is suspecting that China's been doing something, and they came out with a report the Treasury did recently, and now the news is out. China announced over the weekend they bought $180 billion in gold. Put in perspective, this is about twice as much as that they bought last year. So there's this aggressive movement on China. You know, let's put it all together. In 2018, the Chinese launched a gold-backed yuan-denominated contract in oil. In other words, you could buy oil outside of the dollar and change that in the currency of the yuan and convert that to gold.
Hmm.
2 weeks ago, I said on your program, the IMF reported that the shares of the dollars being used globally is now dropped below 59%, which is just a huge slap in the face of the U.S. dollar. And last week, China became the first major currency to unleash the central bank currency. And J.P. Morgan said the first country that does this is going to compete with the dollar. And obviously, that's happening. So here's the next step, I think. Imagine if they create this digital currency, which they've already launched. Now they want to back it by gold and interchange it as a substitute for the U.S. dollar. So they're covering all their bases, and this is where we're headed in the future.
And they're doing it all with commodities that have value. So
yeah.
It's like it's the opposite of my worries about Bitcoin, that it's, you know, a bunch of code that's connected to nothing that means nothing. This is actually layer upon layer of value. And I'm guessing, David, that means that the value of gold is going to be in even higher demand worldwide.
Well, this is what we saw that happened that caused gold to double in value in 3.5 years, was when China really announced that they're going to aggressively buy gold.
Yeah.
And now they're making that same announcement.
So what's our Fed doing in response to all this?
They're being forced to buy more paper. The Treasury just announced that they bought a thing called Treasury Inflated Protected Securities, TIPS, some people call it. This is, in other words, an index inflationary Treasury bill. They normally buy less than 10%. They bought 24% between now and the beginning of the year. So they're aggressively buying our debt. And by them buying TIPS, they're telling us they're going to be inflation, when they've been saying out of their mouth there's going to be no inflation. So they're supporting the dollar while the rest of the world is buying alternative assets like cryptos and gold, and China's aggressively buying gold.
Yeah, okay. So here's what you got to do, friends. That none of that is good for the dollar. So you've got to take steps to protect yourself. Call David's team. Let them show you how to set up gold and silver protections for your portfolio 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. Do not delay on this. This is moving fast, and you want to take action now. 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. And every single day, I am thrilled. There was a big thing that was supposed to go down earlier today. Mike Lindell, proud sponsor of this show. Love his stuff. Get all of it. I got the new slippers. He sent me a box of the new slippers last week. I have puttered around the house in those. They don't only have like the, you know what you like about really good slippers, right? They've got that warm, cuddly fur on the inside. Just makes your feet all toasty. He went one step further. Great leather moccasin on the outside. He's got the fur on the inside. But underneath the fur in the sole, you've got two layers of the patented MyPillow comfort foam. And you've just never put slippers on that feel like this. You never have. You just absolutely have never felt anything like that. So I don't know about you, but I love them, and I think you should get a pair. And yeah, so that's that. All right, we've got a very interesting few days ahead of us. We've got this morning I was taking my bride to the doctor, and while she ran in for her appointment, I was in the car listening to radio, and then I was flipping around looking at news, trying to get the show prep put together for this stellar award-winning broadcast, as always. And I was getting text messages from people that were asking about the Frank social media platform. Frankspeech.com is what it's called. And speaking of Mike Lindell, it's his new social media platform. He founded this, started this, built this, as he did with the pillows, as he's done with the bed topper, with the slippers, with everything else that he's done. He deconstructed what was wrong, and then he put together a better alternative. And from 9 a.m. this morning when it went live, it has been continually attacked. They have had more than, I think it's 40,000 separate attacks unleashed against frankspeech.com since going live this morning at 9 a.m. Now, having said all of that, they powered on regardless. Mike Lindell gave a big, long speech today explaining why he's doing what he's doing, and they're going to be unveiling more things tomorrow. And here's what I love about it. Mike owns the server. He owns the platform. He owns the hosting services. He owns all of it. Amazon can't touch it. Google can't touch it. No one can touch it. And he's not going to keep liberals from coming on the platform. He's not going to only make it just for people that agree just with him. It's going to be a true. And the only thing they're not allowing on there is, you know, profane language and, you know, violence. We're not going to let ISIS behead people on Frank. But you should be checking it out in the next couple of days. I am going to, as soon as I can log into my account, I'm officially an influencer on frankspeech.com. But we'll see whatever that means in the days to come. Hey, I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you soon.